And now let's turn to a new poll of Arizonans, voters and non-voters alike. Water quality, public education, and health insurance are among the issues at the top of voters' minds as we head into another election season. But according to this new data from ASU's Morrison Institute of Public Policy, Arizonans have also broadly found agreement on some surprising aspects of public safety, including gun control measures. Nearly 1,000 residents were surveyed, and I spoke with Melissa Kovacs, Associate Director of Research with Morrison Institute, more about it earlier this morning.
We found that the biggest issues relate to water and water quality that are important to Arizonans, and education and public safety. The other thing that I thought was interesting about this is that our survey, we asked registered voters what they thought, and we also asked people who aren't registered to vote what they think. And a lot of times their perceptions differ, such that if they were to vote, they may make a difference or sort of swing what's going on with public policy in Arizona.
But overall, your survey found that political party affiliation is like the most obvious predictor of how someone will fall on an issue.
It is definitely a strong predictor. We also found a little bit that income levels are a little bit of a predictor, too, especially related to affordable housing. And is there affordable housing in my neighborhood? One thing that can predict what people will think about that is how much is their income.
Yeah. And I want to dig into affordable housing more in a moment. But first, I want to ask you about what the results said about the kind of rural-urban divide that we've heard so much about in the country as a whole in recent years. What did you find here? Is this growing? Is it narrowing? Where did people disagree? Agree or agree along those lines?
We found that people who live in rural areas sometimes differ on issues. They differ on issues related to what they think about the importance of health insurance, for example. They think that that is more important. We found that water quality and public education are issues that are very, very important to people who live in rural areas.
Does anything in this report in general, because you looked at so many issues, does anything really surprise you? Like, I was really surprised by the findings on gun control measures, broad agreement on universal background checks. What stood out to you?
I think that is absolutely one thing that stood out to me also, that the vast majority of Arizonans in general think that laws on sales of guns should be more strict. Only about a quarter of people thought that they should be kept the same. So that was something that was surprising. Another thing that was surprising to me was, in general, there's quite a lack of confidence in the Arizona State Legislature. And that is what these survey respondents said, that very few people have a strong level of confidence in that the state legislature is headed in the right direction.
Just 16%, in fact. It's a very low number.
It's a very low number.
What does that signal about upcoming elections in the state, about maybe involvement of the electorate, people caring about who gets elected?
You know, if anything, maybe it should signal that from this poll, the issues that we found that are important to Arizonans, maybe that's what should be paid attention to. So these issues such as water quality, public education, things like that, those are the areas that the legislature should pay attention to.
Because there's such broad agreement among all people in the state that those are important issues.
Absolutely.
So you wrote specifically about concerns about affordable housing. First of all, what did you find in the survey about that?
We found that a lot of Arizonans agree that affordable housing is an important policy issue for Arizona. So about two-thirds of Arizona think it's a really important policy issue. And less than a third of Arizonans agree that there's enough affordable housing in their area.
But like you said, this is predicted by how much money somebody makes.
Yes, absolutely. So we looked at respondents' income. And so for those in the bottom half of the income category, they are much more likely to think that there's not enough affordable housing in their area. And they are much more willing to have affordable housing developed in their area than their more wealthier counterparts.
So how has this changed in recent years? Like, is this an issue? I know it's an issue we've talked a lot more about in the media in recent years, especially here in Arizona, about affordable housing. But is it something that you think is becoming more important to folks?
I do, absolutely. The affordable housing shortage is becoming more and more stark in Arizona, and the fact that it is on the radar of people that we asked is really another telling sign that this is a big issue for Arizona.
Was there anything in the survey about what people want to see done about it?
We asked them, should government funding be expanded to help out this issue? And absolutely, a lot of them said yes. Even of all political parties. And again, there was a difference by income. So people in the lower income categories were much more likely to agree that government funding should be expanded to help out with the affordable housing shortage.
So what do you hope people get out of this? Like, you are a research institute. This is the kind of work you do. But we're heading into a big election.
Right.
And I'm sure that's why you did this now. But when you look at sort of the broad swaths here, are there any patterns that stand out? Are there any big picture messages you want to communicate?
So a couple of big things. I think the big picture messages are that here is what's really important to Arizonans: water quality, public education, health insurance, public safety.
Hmm.
And other areas are also really, really important to them. But are these issues that line up with what is happening in our state among policymakers and decision makers. The other big takeaway from this poll is that we asked people who aren't registered to vote, what do you think on these issues? And what they think doesn't always line up with the average. It means that people who aren't registered to vote, what they think isn't always being reflected among voters.
Because they're not registered and they're not giving their voice in terms of who gets elected, you think?
Exactly, exactly. And their perceptions differ on some issues.
So you want those people to vote?
Absolutely. Yes, they should.
All right, that is Melissa Kovacs, Associate Director of Research for the Morrison Institute at ASU. Melissa, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.